Tell you what, it was an epic, epic final round in the NBL, and the playoff structure, at least the fortunes of a couple of teams, the Wildcats and Melbourne United, going down to the final play in the final game over there in Perth. Ultimately, the Wildcats have made it through, and are they going to play South East Melbourne Phoenix this Thursday
night, Scoop?
No hope. You know why they got no
Mitchell
hope?
Mitchell smash them.
Oh, that's right. Mitch Creakey's with us, of course, South East Melbourne Phoenix star. Good on you, Mitch. Appreciate your time.
Sam and Simon Legends, what's going on?
What did you make of it last night? I know you would have been watching with some interest.
Holy cow. I was on the edge of my seat with some friends and family. And, you know, first and foremost, Melbourne United did their job. And I did a great effort of you know, even Tucker at the end making that three ball to extend that, you know, point differential margin. You know, Sydney come in with no Walton Jr., but obviously, you know, an MVP candidate in Cooks and the rest of their squad, and you think, you know, this is going to be a tough one for Perth. Could be a close one and go either way. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're up nearly 20 and you're like, well, this is a sure thing. And then with 2 minutes to go, Dejan Vasiljevic just goes absolutely bonkers, gets that little assassin grin and starts hitting a few shots, gets it back under 10. And I was like, well, I guess it's Melbourne United. And then it was, you know, Perth again, then United, then Perth. And oh, it was a roller coaster of emotions, you know, for those teams. And just being a fan of the game, just watching those teams. I know Melbourne United would have been at home pulling their hair out. But yeah, it was an incredible round of basketball. You know, hats off to Perth for how they fought and came back to get that margin just over that 11 points they needed to go through. But yeah, that's what this this 6-team format going into the play-in finals is all about. It keeps it closer for a fair few teams out of a 10-team league. So like Bogut said, you know, I got it wrong as well. I didn't think it was a great idea or think it would work, you know, too well. I didn't know how it was going to fare, but man, has it just proved to be helpful for us. And then two, incredible for the league and keeping it close until the very last second of however many games have been played this season.
Oh, absolutely. And I've got to ask you, though, obviously you back yourself and you back your squad and your team to take care of whoever you're going to play against on Thursday night, and that will always be the case. But as you're watching it unfold and who ended up getting through in the end, what was your reaction? I mean, Wildcats or United, what way were you thinking when it ultimately was decided?
Look, I think both teams are equally dangerous in different ways. I think we saw firsthand how good Melbourne have been, you know, over the past few years, knocking us out in the semis a couple of years back, and just their, you know, how much talent and how well coached they are, you know, with a leader of Chris, you know, how dangerous he is, and then Tucker's form and XRM and, you know, Lee, Humphreys, everyone through that list is so dangerous. They've got such a well-coached staff that you just don't know how good they can be any single night, and that's how dangerous they are. So, you know, Melbourne v Melbourne in Melbourne would have been absolutely incredible. The house would have been absolutely pumping. But, you know, we get Perth and you got the firepower of the Webster brothers and Bryce Cotton, you know, the king. To me, he's an Australian citizen no matter what BA or anyone else says. You know, we love him. We want him to be an Australian and we want him to be in this league for a long time and represent our country. And, you know, to go and play against him on Thursday, you know, on our home court is going to be special. I think that, you know, no matter who we play, you're going to get an absolute dogfight. So, you know, we're happy to play anyone, anywhere. Our road schedule, you know, this year hadn't favoured us too well, but our home win-loss record with a full team has been very strong. So we feel confident going into this one as we do every game. But, yeah, mate, it was a flip of a coin who we wanted to play. We didn't mind. We were just sitting there enjoying the show with the weekend off.
Thursday, John Cain Arena, 6:30 is when tip-off will be against Perth. Mitch, what do you do now? What do you do for the next 3 days leading in? Do you guys, you know, do you have a hard session and then a tail off, or do you just you're pretty much at a fitness level now that and an injury level where you just nurse yourselves into Thursday? How do you guys go about getting ready for Thursday?
Well, I'm definitely fit enough. If I wasn't fit enough right now, I reckon I'd be in some strife and Simon Mitchell would be having me on the track. But we've been training all last week. We've played a lot of kind of game scenario stuff because we obviously missed this weekend's games and play mid next week. But yeah, it's a tough one because obviously having a 10-day break can help you with rest. And obviously Rowdy with his slight injury is going to be close to being back. But also you want to stay in rhythm. You want to keep playing. And I think, you know, that's why some of these teams like Sydney didn't rest too many guys, because they know the finals are around the corner. They need to be informed. So we trained a couple of big days. We trained all weekend. We get today off to kind of put the feet up and get some recovery in. Two big days, Tuesday, Wednesday, shoot around Thursday morning, and then battle ready for Thursday night's home game against Perth.
Mitch, how do you treat a final? Just as another game, or do you sense there's something different about it? I must admit, I subscribe to, yes, it's another game, but by gee, there's something different about it, because there's more on the line.
Yeah, there is. You know, it's a winner, you know, win or go home kind of mentality, which you want every game to be like that. You never want to approach a game differently or show it more time, effort, respect in scout, lead up, recovery, food, sleep, hydration. If you treat it differently from anything because it's a final, then you're not really a pro's pro. You're kind of just mediocre at best, and you're just convincing yourself you're a pro because you get paid to do it. So I believe that if you approach every game the same way, and that's how I do it, you don't put too much emphasis on, this is the big one, this is where it all counts. You know, if we don't win this one, it's, you know, that's just putting unnecessary pressure on yourself. And I trust the work I've done. I trust the work my teammates and the staff at our club put in. No game is going to be any different to this one. So, yes, other people might think there's more pressure, but for us, you know, we've been in this situation a few times before. We've had guys out who have stepped up this season, but right now is a chance for us to go out to enjoy the fact we're in the finals and we have a chance to play in the semis. You know, I'm excited. I know everyone else is excited, but yeah, if there's any nerves for some other guys, it's just a quick huddle to say, okay, we've got that out of us. Let's go and play basketball. This is who we are. We know we deserve to be here. That's why, you know, we were in a commanding position at the end of the season. You know, we trust each other. Let's just go out and play winning basketball and do the little things for each other. So, yeah, it's no different for me. Some people might get a little nerves, but it's about the people who lead the club going out and saying, it's okay, this is how you do it. Lead by example. You know, you talk calmness into the group and trust into each other, and good things will happen.
Now, Mitch, that's Thursday. That's fine. That's coming. But tomorrow, the MVP's announced. And obviously, you've been nominated alongside Bryce Cotton, Xavier Cooks as well. Now, put the team to one side for a moment. This is about you. You've had a magnificent campaign. You'd be a shoo-in, wouldn't you? Should we be on board?
Nah, look, three great candidates. There's also more guys out there that probably should have got a nod. It's going to be a beautiful night, well presented with the Andrew Gaze Award, but also, you know, some of the other awards out there are very deserving as well. So, look, I'd love to, you know, I've never thought about trying to win an MVP or anything like that. You just go out and try and win championships and build a great organisation. But look, if you get it, I know Dad will be happy. I know Mum will be like, oh, that's awesome. How cool is that for an achievement? But it'll be that 30 seconds of feeling good for yourself before you kind of get slapped back into a reality, you know, by the staff and by my teammates to be like, we got business to do Wednesday. So whether I win it or not, I honestly don't care. You know, it's a special award for some, but for me, I don't really care much for it. It's a nice thought to put it in the pool room one day, but that's about as far as the thought goes, mate. I'm not here.
Come on, Mitch. Come on. You're home.
Nah. Look, I think I've been very consistent this year, but I give that a massive credit to the performance staff, the physios, Lokahi Wellness, the recovery center that look after us. You know, my friends and family, my loved ones who have given me the support I needed. So that's where, if I win something like this, that's where I actually feel the emotion, not winning an award. It's the people that have helped me. It's the check-ins from my best friends, you know, who always after every game check in and, you know, how you feeling, like, great job tonight, you know, what's on for tomorrow. Like, they're never about the game. It's always about my state of mind and my happiness and am I keeping busy and doing things for myself. So that's who I really owe this kind of night to, like, towards, rather than myself winning some silverware. It is more about a reflection of how amazing my circle have been with me and how consistent I've been able to play. And my best games and worst games, there's really not a lot between them anymore, where in the past there was. And I think that's probably, for me, you know, the most rewarding thing is my work ethic and how much time and effort people have given me. has given me a consistency to perform at this level all season.
Well, Mitch, we wish you well tomorrow individually, and we wish you well on Thursday collectively. We'll be watching with great interest, of course, as your South East Melbourne Phoenix take on the Perth Wildcats in that play-in qualifier at John Cain Arena, Thursday night, 6:30. Been a great season, mate, and we hope you go on with it.
Thanks, legends. Appreciate the support.